Okay, time for another verb from the group in which E changes to I in the do and as es forms. What was to become in German? Yes, werden. Remember, we had loswerden a few examples ago, to become without, to get rid of. Werden is also used as the handle to form the future tense. But for the moment, let's concentrate on the become meaning. Bearing in mind, there's no need to use the article a with professions. How would Julius say, I want to become a pianist?
Ich will Pianist werden.
Ich will Pianist werden. Furthermore, he adds that one day he would like to become rich and successful. If one day is eines Tages and also is auch, how would you start? One day I would also like. In German, one day would I also like.
Eines Tages möchte ich auch.
Eines Tages möchte ich auch. Now, to become rich and successful. Rich is part of the word successful, erfolgreich, which you already know. So let's add to become rich and successful.
Reich und erfolgreich werden.
Reich und erfolgreich werden. Did you remember that after your handle möchte, you will not use zu? And putting that back together, one day I would also like to become rich and successful.
Eines Tages möchte ich auch reich und erfolgreich werden.
Eines Tages möchte ich auch reich und erfolgreich werden. Vielleicht? Perhaps? Using the polite Sie form, how would you ask Julia what she wants to become? So, Julia, what would you like to become?
Julia, was möchten Sie werden?
Julia, was möchten Sie werden? Knowing how Julia loves to dance, Julius answers for her, perhaps you'll become a dancing teacher. If a male teacher is ein Lehrer, dropping the en off tanzen, how would you say a female dancing teacher?
Eine Tanzlehrerin.
Eine Tanzlehrerin. Gut. And now, using the present tense and the informal do form, how would Julius say, you'll become a dancing teacher?
Du wirst Tanzlehrerin.
Du wirst Tanzlehrerin. Du wirst, that's W-I-R-S-T. Now, starting with perhaps, vielleicht, which certainly affects the word order if placed up front, what about perhaps you'll become a dancing teacher?
Vielleicht wirst du Tanzlehrerin.
Vielleicht wirst du Tanzlehrerin. Now, the moment you put an adjective in front of a profession, the article returns. So if popular is beliebt, literally beloved, making it agreeable and moving it into the real future tense with werden, how would you say, she will certainly be a popular dancing teacher? Certainly is bestimmt.
Sie wird bestimmt eine beliebte Tanzlehrerin sein.
Sie wird bestimmt eine beliebte Tanzlehrerin sein. Bestimmt. Certainly. Vielleicht. Perhaps. Okay. Er, sie, es wird. How would you spell that wird? Did I trick you here? Michelle Thomas rightly sounded that final letter as a clear T, but wird is written W-I-R-D. Final D's do sound like T's. Think of Hund, dog, Mund, meaning mouth, and Pfund, pound, all written with a final D. We can all dream, that's träumen. Note that D to T shift again. And we all have ambitions, ambitionen. So how would you say, let's hope they realize their dreams and ambitions? Let's hope is the command form for the we, the wir person. Again, it's simple to form. What is we hope? Wir hoffen. invert that to hoffen wir, and you have let's hope. Now, if to realize is a normal ihren verb, and from träumen you get träume, dreams, how would you say to realize dreams and ambitions? Träume und Ambitionen realisieren. Gut. And now, using the future, let's hope that they will realize their dreams and ambitions.
Hoffen wir, dass sie ihre Träume und Ambitionen realisieren werden.
Ja, hoffen wir, dass sie ihre Träume und Ambitionen realisieren werden. And if hoffen wir is let's hope, how would you say let's try? To try is versuchen. So once again, let's try.
Versuchen wir.
Versuchen wir. Plans are Pläne. And ideas, Ideen. So what about let's try to realize our plans and ideas? Our is unsere.
Versuchen wir, unsere Pläne und Ideen zu realisieren.
Versuchen wir, unsere Pläne und Ideen zu realisieren. And finally, let's go. Gehen wir. And if straight away is sofort, try, let's go there straight away. But before you do, take a moment to think of your temp word order rule. There is the place, and straight away is the manner. So once again, let's go there straight away.
Gehen wir sofort dorthin.
Did you get dorthin? To there? And did you place it after sofort? Temp rule, manner before place. Now, using the do form, how would you ask, where are you going to?
Wohin gehst du?
Genau, wohin gehst du? Both wohin and dorthin imply movement to a place. So this time, the static, where is it?
Wo ist es?
Richtig, wo ist es? Dort, there. Wo and dort, but wohin and dorthin.